How can you increase your harvest? Generosity is like farming. You need to sow seeds to gain a harvest. It's no mystery to any farmer that seeds need to be sown to gain a crop. But most people don't know that there are a few more crucial steps required to reap super results. Do you know what these rules are? The rules of sowing and reaping? Well, I must be completely honest with you. I'm a terrible farmer. I can't even grow a plant because I tend to be a little impatient, and I've never learned the rules of seeding, watering, and general care. Pathetic, isn't it? But I'm very familiar with sowing and reaping my resources, talents, and time with God and others. So here's the special Goulet formula. Number one, you must prepare the soil first. The soil is the place where you're giving. The Bible says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there'll be no more room to store it. Wow. So when you read Malachi 3:10, it says that my tithe always goes to my church, and my offerings can go to worthy causes or needs. Good soil. Number two, use good seed. Good seed is anything I can give with a heart of faith and generosity. 2 Corinthians 9:7, each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. The quality of your seed is determined by your attitude. Thirdly, hard work. Every farmer I've known works from sunup to sundown. Their work ethics are generally beyond reproach. And we have to create the same work habits to produce a greenhouse effect for our seed. Number four, you've got to water the seed with faith, praise, and anticipation. The Bible makes this bold declaration. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up and grew and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, and some 100 times, Mark 4:8. Do you believe this promise? Great. So I want to encourage you to sow and water your seed, then get ready for reaping miracles. Because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.